The scripture this morning comes from Matthew, the 11th chapter, verses 25 through 30, I think it is. Jesus thanks his Father. Good note to all of us. Constantly we should be thanking our Father and thanking Jesus for this wonderful life. At that time, Jesus said, "I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants." Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Come to me, all that are weary and are heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. The word of God for the people of God.
Good morning, everybody. Today we will be talking about the topic gentleness out of the 9 fruit of the Spirit. As we think about this topic, gentleness, some of the things happening in our lives that comes to my attention and my mind. You know, young people at school, can you relate to that image? Being bullied and isolated and ridiculed because you follow Christ and you try to do certain things right. Being ridiculed and bullied and isolated. And sometimes at work, today even I have special appreciation for the police officers and also teachers, because teaching at public school nowadays, what a challenge it is. Once I remember one of our church members, he's a high school teacher in Loudoun County, said, "Pastor, you know, we can't even mention, talk about Christmas, but all the Muslim holidays and those things, okay. It's very challenging and tough for us to live as a Christian and exercising our gentleness while the society is so violent and aggressive. It is very challenging. And what about this? Oh, what an image. At home, sometimes couples, even Christian couples, we fight over money and then kids, how to raise our kids, certain discipline issue. Dad thinks this is the way, but mom thinks that's too harsh. So we often have some challenges in terms of exercising, using the gift of gentleness. If we don't do this right, we not expect, ask, or look for this gentleness from unbelievers. We have no control over them. However, we are responsible. Because we are Christ followers, we are responsible. We are different in terms of our gentleness. We are responsible. The thing is, if we don't do this right, Christian as the salt and light of the world, if we don't do this right, then guess what? Aggression and violence and broken marriages and families and hurting children, lots of things go bad. This is simpler, going down. What I see is, as you and I, as a Christ followers, not knowing this gift of the Spirit, our gentleness, fail to exercise and use it, making differences at home, at schools, at workplaces, in this church, and also the government that you work for. If we don't make differences in there, guess what? Then we simply adding or helping this, you know, aggression and violence and brokenness keep on going. And then, aren't you concerned for our country? Because it became kind of a cycle. It becomes kind of a system at schools and at home. It becomes a culture. It is dangerous. I think not everything, but that's why we have so much violence and random shootings and killings and terrorist attacks. So many of them. It already became a cycle and system. It became a culture. Okay? So We can't change everybody, but I believe that if we are aware of this and then start to practice this at home, and I believe then one family at a time, one relationship at a time, one school, one classroom, the class that you teach at a time, right? The workplace that you are working at a time, and this church and this community, and then somehow we can reverse this bad and violent cycle. And imagine in the school shootings. Remember Sandy Hook Elementary School, Newtown, Connecticut. I remember that tragedy. And you know, as I was looking at that image on the right, I can sometimes see myself. But isn't it true? If we somehow at that critical moment, one spouse is reacting, failing to use this gentleness, reacting with the physical contact and aggression, and then the husband likely later, okay, but if he keeps on going, and then the husband may turn and hit his wife. That can happen, right? So we need to do this right as a Christ follower, gentleness at home. At workplaces. If we don't do this right, children, they are hurt. If at school they are being bullied, at home they constantly living under this pressure and seeing mom and dad fighting, arguing, yelling, and being physically violent to each other, and then where can they go? Help me. What can they do? See that? So, do you agree with me? It is very important for us to understand this as the Bible teaches us, and with God's help, put this into practice. And I believe that then we can make differences at home. It has to start with me, begin with me. Yes? And in your school, where you work, with your client, and in this community. That's our goal. Isn't that good? Wonderful? What does gentleness mean? How can we live this out? That's today's topic. That's what we're going to talk about. First, let's understand the biblical definition of gentleness. First two words in italic, that's Greek word. The Bible word written in Greek. And then the Bible talks about gentleness. I don't think it means that we being a doormat all the time. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean whatever, avoiding, withdrawing, or it doesn't mean that. No, it doesn't. Here it is, I'm quoting, biblical meekness or gentleness is not weakness, but rather refers to exercising God's strength under His control. Demonstrating power is not a sign of weakness. It's not just being a doormat. It's about God's strength and power. We harnessing and using it so that undo harshness, aggression, violence doesn't happen. Let's think this again. Biblical meekness or gentleness is not weakness, but rather refers to exercising God's strength. I can't do it. I don't have this. We don't have this on our own. It's God's strength. Under God's control and help, we use it and exercise it well. In that way, anger, wrath and bitterness, and also this those violence, those things don't come out of us, but kindness of God, forgiveness of God, love of God may flow through us. That's Christian gentleness. I think, did I do job? Good job communicating, clearing. And Jesus says that I am gentle and humble in heart. Next word, humble, in Greek word, tapenos, it means low or lowly and humble. It says figuratively inner lowliness, describing the person who depends own the Lord rather than oneself. So if we put this together, biblical definition of meekness, gentleness, and humbleness, it doesn't mean that we're being a doormat, whatever, you know, I just say yes. No, it's not about that. We realize that I can't do it. We can't do it. I don't have that strength and that control. I don't have that. But God, you have that strength. God, you have that strength. You have that power. If I rely on you, you'll provide your power in that very critical moment that I could be so upset and angry, mad, why yell and scream or become violent in that moment. Because of your strength, because of your power, I can be Christ-like and gentle. I can still forgive. Love. That's Christian meekness. Gentleness is relying on God and God's strength. So, relying on God's strength and power, we choose to be kind and gentle to others instead of yelling, screaming, becoming violent, or revenging violence. So that God's forgiveness and love, while God's grace may flow through you and me, at home, at schools, at our workplaces, in our community. Good? Jesus is gentle. Of course, we need to learn from Him. So even little children love to come to Him. We all have this image and picture of Jesus welcoming children, embracing them and blessing them. In Mark 10:16, there Jesus said, "Then He took the children in His arms and placed His hands on their heads and blessed them." Actually, that's what we did today for our college students. You get it? We hold you in our arms. We love you. We care for you. We'll be praying for you. Parents and adults say amen, right? We'll be praying for you throughout until we see you again. Many of us daily will be praying for you. Love you. The thing is, in this story, what happened was parents and mothers, they are the same just throughout history and generation. They want their children to be blessed. So brought their children to Jesus and asked Jesus to bless the children. And then these grown-ups, these adult disciples, you know what? They got angry. And said, "Take away children. This is serious spiritual stuff for grown up. What do you mean bring children to this? Jesus is important. Take them away. Go away." The scripture says the disciples were angry at the parents and children. And Jesus said, "Guys, what are you doing? Unless you become one of these children, you'll not enter the kingdom of God." What? And then He embraced the children and blessed them. You know, this is what I'm noticing. Children are really smart. They know whether you like them or not. They know instantly. They know. Children knew Jesus loved them. Gentle, loving. So they love to come to Jesus. Sometimes I'm asked, "Pastor, what do you think of children at worship?" This is what I think. This is who I am. If you have your children with you making some noise, and I'm happy because I'd rather have children and with parents and grandparents, this kind of diverse congregation, than having only, I'm sorry, 80 or 90 or that old. Some churches are like that. I don't want that kind of a church. I'd rather have children come and making noise. That's fine. Jesus said, "Let the children come to me." Right? That's me. However, we have a nursery. So if you are more comfortable putting your children at a nursery, in that way you can fully enjoy the worship on an hour, have break from the day to day, that's your choice. But I love and I'm so glad that we have children. Wish that we have more. And I wish that this place is filled with the children. Hey, that's that. gentleness of Jesus was clearly demonstrated as he welcomed children. Next is Jesus was gentle with Martha and Mary. Parents, when our children, they fight. It's not easy for us to exercise gentleness. Whether that is in the van or whatever, it's not easy. It's not easy. It's like that. Martha said, you know, Jesus, teacher, this is not fair. This my younger sister, she's spoiled. She doesn't help at all in the house. Just she is plain spoiled. Look, could you tell her that just help me with this dinner preparation? Jesus, he didn't say, I'm out of here. I can't stand you guys. Why are you constantly fighting? Can't you love your sister, brother, and can't you? Instead of that, responding with the anger and then that emotion, Jesus said, Martha, Martha, you concerned with too many things? One or two things are enough. Your little sister, she's enjoying this time with me, teaching time with me. Let her be. The gentleness. Later, Jesus, when their brother died, went to the tomb. That gentle Christ cried and wept with the sisters and brought their brother back to life. Jesus was gentle. Agreed? And here's one more example. Jesus is gentle in forgiving a sinful person, woman. In John chapter 8, the story is, you all know that the story is group of men, they brought a woman and pushed her and thrusted her to the ground and confronted Jesus. Teacher! This woman was caught in the act, very act of committing adultery. According to Moses, we should stone and kill her and cleanse us from this uncleanness and this sin. What do you say? Their anger, their violent thoughts, the emotion is going high. They're yelling and screaming, going up. That's very interesting. And while their anger, their bitterness, this, you know, thought of hurting, it goes higher, higher, and then lifted it up with their loud voices. Jesus is diffusing it, going down. And gentle, and knelt down, started to write the things on the ground. They got more impatient. What do you say? What do you say? We don't have all day. What do you say? We should have killed her. You are that good teacher. You know everything. You should tell us. What do you say? And Jesus rose and told them, whoever without sin, let that be the person first throw the stone at her. He went, stooped and began to write again. Do you know what did he write on the ground? I do not know, but I read one commentary. And that's very interesting, so I'm going to share with you. Jesus wrote all the names of the people who actually slept with her, say she was a prostitute. That's a very interesting interpretation. But whatever that is, the gentleness of Jesus, after every man accused her went away, Jesus talked to the woman. Where are they? Is there anyone still condemning me? She said, no one, sir. There Jesus said, neither do I. Sin no more. Jesus was gentle. He exercised God's strength. Relying on God and God's strength, he exercised forgiveness, love, and giving this person chance to do, to get back things right. Jesus said in Matthew 11:20, come to me, all you that who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I'll give you rest. Jesus indeed gave rest through his gentleness. Gentle Jesus was not so gentle when he confronted sins. The picture is not that clear, but that's the scene of Jesus at a temple, start clean, and saying that do not make this God's house a den of robbers, and cleanse the temple. So he confronted sins, after forgiving, after healing, after giving another chance, Jesus said, sin no more. Christian gentleness is not being a doormat or just promoting or condoning sin. So being gentle does not condone or promote sins. Bullying at school, young people, when you see that witness there, it's not okay for you to do nothing, say nothing. We are to report, and somehow we are to stop that. It's not a sign of weakness if you share that with your teacher or parents. In that way, not only you, but other your friends won't get hurt. And you can't do that on your own, but ask God to give you strength. Then we can do that with gentleness but firmness. And the same is at home and marriage and abuse at work. Nowadays, sexual and other abuse can happen, but as a Christians, we do not condone, we do not ignore. We stop. We say, that's not right, you should stop. That's kind of what I'm saying. So gentleness is relying on God's strength through the Holy Spirit, help of the Holy Spirit. We control our anger and violent thoughts and actions, harshness. In that way, God's forgiveness, God's love, God's grace may flow through us. That's Christian gentleness. To follow Jesus Christ, let us again remember the promise of God. There Jesus in Matthew 11:28-30 says, come to me, all you that are weary, carrying heavy burdens. Come to me, all of you. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. You'll find rest for your souls. For I'm gentle and kind, and my yoke is easy, my burden is light. The promise of God. We come to Christ. Christ will provide our gentleness. In Galatians 5:22-23, by contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, and generosity, and faithfulness, and gentleness and self-control. There is no law against such things. Before, in Matthew 11:28-29, come to me, all you who are weary and are carrying heavy burdens. Jesus talks about this. Thank you, God, because you have hidden this truth about God's wonderful promise and new life to those who think they know everything, have understanding, and so smart, meaning Pharisees and Sadducees, all of them. But you reveal this wonderful truth to children. The point is, God's promise of this gift of our gentleness for us, if we accept like a child, then we have it, we can get to use it. Free. God, according to Galatians 5:22-23, as you and I, we have believed Jesus Christ as our Savior and Lord, through the abiding Holy Spirit, has given us these 9 gifts, and we already have it. We have no excuse at all, at home, at workplaces, in churches and schools. We have got strength of gentleness in and with us. Let's use it. That's what I'm saying. Because you and I will believe this promise of God and truth of God, fruit of the Spirit, gentleness is in and with us through the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, that was so gentle, kind, and humble, the divine strength is abiding in us and constantly providing this gentleness to us every day. Therefore, we can have different transformed marriage, husband and wife, and family. Children, you don't have to yell back to your parents in those critical times. Parents, we, the same. At workplace, the same. When even we are attacked, criticized, bullied in all those times, we do not tolerate, we do not condone those sin and evil, but we do not respond in the same way of violence, bitterness, and anger, screaming and yelling, because we are different. And imagine that with this gift of God, we make difference at home. In that way, we stop one family at a time, that divorce. Crying children and hurting children. We stop gun violence at school because you and I, we practice and exercise the gentleness at our school, at workplaces. Somehow, because you and I will practice this as in our nation, in this community, because of that, a terrorist attack being thwarted or stopped. I believe that can happen. So, would you ask the Lord, Lord, use me. We ask this in Jesus, His mighty name. Amen.